Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Three, two.
Two.
Yeah, I'm teething, baby.
Teething?
I'm teething, baby.
Oh, baby. What do you do for teething, banana peels?
Frozen ringlets in the little freezer, little rubber frozen things.
What's up, Rub on my gummies. Welcome to another great episode. What is the next episode? Thanks for being here. Like, subscribe, leave comments.
Dave Mancina, Anthony Call Ferraro.
908-349-1480.
Anthony Ferrari Ferraro.
Call in. Sending questions through text message, whatever you want.
Dan the Van Man.
Cena. Dan the Van Man.
Dan the Van Boren Mancina.
Dan the Man Vegeta.
Dan the Mangina.
No, Vegeta. Oh, you weren't a Dragon Ball Z guy.
No.
Well, dude, what have you been up to?
Dragon Ball D, dude. D's nuts. Nah, man, I've been fun in the sun, dude.
Madness. Fun in the sun.
Still haven't skated. Tomorrow's gonna skate day. First skate day, and that's gonna be interesting.
In what, a couple weeks now, right?
5 weeks.
Well, that's about how long it's been since I've skated.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm on 5 weeks of this.
I'm nervous. Stop.
Nervous? What are you nervous about? What's your biggest fear?
Getting angry.
Well, you kind of do that every session, don't you?
Nah, I shouldn't.
Is that a regular
only
thing?
Lately. No. Well, it's only sometimes.
I've seen you.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to take it slow. It'll be good. Just got to take it slow.
It's funny. You do it when you're not landing stuff you're used to landing or when you're trying something new that you just can't get it. Right? Am I right there?
Yeah, not even when it's new. It's just something that, I don't know. It just depends that if I'm just in a baby back mood, you know.
Baby back.
I'm being a baby back bee. Being barbecue sauce. But no, isn't that, dude, I've been just, boat is in the water, dude. The boat's back in the water. That was a ordeal and a half, tell you that much. Tried two methods. It's shallow there and the boat just is barely in the water, not enough to float off the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the back kind of is, but the front is not. So I hammered two giant fence posts about 6 feet into the ground in the water, like 8 feet back behind the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I did two of them, one on each corner kind of, and then tied a tow strap to those posts and then attach those to a heavy duty rope pretty much.
Yeah.
Attach those to the boat and then I had Clay drive the truck hoping that it would hold the boat in place and just slip off. But I couldn't, the posts were I think 8 feet and I got them all the way to like the water and I couldn't hammer them anymore. But the post, like he was going and the truck was revving and it was like, boat was not budging. And then eventually the post just came out of the muck. I couldn't get them deep enough into like hard enough ground.
Wait, so I'm confused of what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the boat to
off the trailer
into the water.
Into the water.
So is his truck's not going in the water, right?
No. It's like up to the muffler is submerged. It's like that much in the water, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, in the water. Like it's still doing all right. But that did not work. That was the big plan. I was like, all right, this could work. Did not work. So I just had him pull the trailer back as far as he could go. Unhooked the trailer from the truck. Drove the truck out on the water. And then we had four of us, and we proceeded to walk the boat out deeper and deeper and deeper off of the truck.
Oh, my God.
Until the boat floated got the boat off that way and then dragged the trailer back and hooked it back up to the truck.
How heavy is that?
It was heavy. It was one, two, three women and two men. It took all of it. We were pushing. We moved it a couple feet. Clay had to get out of the truck and come push. And then with his, just that little bit helped, you know, or that one more person helped get it off. It was a pain.
Did you keep pushing?
We kept pushing and it came off, baby. We freed her and then Carrie got stitches in the bottom of her foot. She stepped on one of the posts that were in the ground that we left in the water. But we got him out. But yeah, it was a fucking ordeal, dude. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. My boat's in. She's floating. Man, I'm going to try not to take
it. So have you taken it out yet?
Yeah, we had Carrie got her stitches and came back and we went a little midnight booze cruise.
Oh, nice.
At the end of the night, so it was good.
Do you drive the boat? I know I've asked.
No, not really. I mean, I'll manage it sometimes.
Heather good at driving?
Not solo. Heather's always back there.
She good at driving?
It goes really slow. Like when we're on it, you won't even feel it moving.
Oh, it's just like trolling.
It just puts it along, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going 2 miles an hour.
That's so nice, though. What could it go? Its max?
That's it, dude. That's max out. So if the wind is really kicking,
you can't really.
You don't want to go out there if the wind's howling.
What happens if
the boat is so big it can blow you away?
What happens if you're out there and your motor breaks? Can you paddle?
You got the oars, yeah. Got to paddle it. Take a long time, but yeah. Yeesh. Just paddle her in and probably someone jump in and kind of swim with it.
Yeah,
that would not be fun. But it's a small enough lake where you wouldn't, you know. It would suck, but like me and Callaghan literally were the farthest point you could be on the lake, and the last trunk motor died and the little aluminum and we had to paddle it back, but it takes like 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's not too bad, but
yeah, the big pontoon. If it was windy,
if
it was windy, it would suck. I'd probably blow in the shore.
You get a sail.
And then walk it like along the edge all the way around or something.
You should get a flag. Like a...
I should get a little pirate flag. Yeah, Pinky Pirates. Pinky Pirates. I should fly something.
Blind. Instead of the bones, it's two canes.
Yeah, two canes. Cool. Two canes and two eye patches. Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta get something. But I didn't redo it. I was going to redo it all, rip all the decking off. It needs to be done, though. It's all rotted in a lot of spots. But I just don't even want to. I'm going to get one full season out of her, you know?
Yeah, you get this.
Really figure what I want to do and not just keep dumping money in the damn thing and actually get a year out of it and take her from there.
Yeah, so she came rotten or did it happen over this last winter?
No, she was just a couple little things, you know?
Yeah.
Because she's old. She's freaking. Jeez, I don't even know. I think she's from like the 90s, late 90s, maybe. You know, 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Coming up on 30 years old. So that's about time when you got to take them all apart and redo the
renovation.
Yeah, renovation kitchen, dude. Sundays. Sundays are back, dude. Bar rescues back on Sundays. So
you ever blast Big Pimpin' on your boat?
I have not.
Do you remember the music video?
I don't know. Was he on a yacht? Probably.
They're on a yacht. Yeah.
Big old yacht.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one. I did get the neighbors texting me for the first time at 11 o'clock at night to turn the music down.
Ooh.
Yeah, at the first little.
Damn. Well, how did they word it?
Just, hey, Dan, could you please turn the music down?
Oh, so they weren't like.
I didn't see it till like a half hour later. I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. They were bumping it in there, the garage. They were in the garage with doors closed, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but that's the bass.
That's the party. Yeah, that's the Party Box 1000. It's got bass, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear it out in the yard.
Wait, what one are you using?
Party Box 1000.
Oh, the Party Box.
Yeah, JBL Party Box 1K.
Oh, dude.
It's a beast. The thing is a beast. Yeah, but it needs to be plugged in. It doesn't have an external battery, you know?
Oh, that's annoying. Party foul.
Sucks that much juice.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it's got the little pad on top where it can, like, little drums, you know?
I just can't.
Like the buttons, like a DJ buttons.
Oh, really?
So you can DJ along. Yeah. And there's a little bracelets that come with it, too, that, like, light up along with it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Party, party, dude. Good weekend, though, dude. Got a lot. We got a lot done, though, I'll tell you that much.
Good.
Finished my trail in the backyard. We wrapped that
Braille
up.
Trail.
I cleared a big Braille trail, cleared a big old section of woods, and then did 15 yards of mulch, which is an insane amount of mulch. And like wheelbarrow at a time.
With
one yard is about whoa, who's FaceTiming? Someone's FaceTiming me right now. It's Nate, dude. Uh-oh. Hey. Do I answer this?
I don't know. Tell him.
Nate, we're on the podcast.
What?
We're on the podcast, mate.
Nate.
Oh, all right. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nate.
Awesome, dude. Saw your text. Here I am.
Yeah, what do you think, dude? You want to go fishing tomorrow?
I don't know.
I got to
get the boat in, dude.
We got it in. I just told the story on the podcast. We
pushed it hand pushed it.
Literally took her off the trailer, hand pushed her in the water about, I don't know, 20 yards.
Was
it like, it seemed super heavy. Was it easy to push?
It was three women and me, and we were getting it to move, and Clay had to get out of the truck and to get it. We had it moving a couple feet, and with Clay's help, we were able to keep squishing it back there. So
my guy,
it was an ordeal. Nice. Carrie got 5 stitches in the bottom of her foot, so it was good.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But
there you go.
But I'm
sure the water was warm. That was good.
Yeah, it was chilly. But yeah, I gotta hop back on this.
All right. Cast. Enjoy, dude.
Let me know tomorrow. You're down.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, hit me up after this.
All right, you gonna be awake?
Yeah, maybe for like another. Yeah.
All right.
All right. See you
then.
One.
I will never get that badge, dude, with an attitude like that.
Never. You should have told him, dude. You're never going to get the patch.
He couldn't hear me.
Oh, did you say it? I didn't
even. Yeah.
You ain't going to get the patch with that attitude. Not going to get the Master Angler patch with that attitude, Nate.
Nate, doggy dog. Well, dude,
what was I saying though? What was I just saying something to? I was wrapping up something. What was it? Boat? Something else came up.
Braille trail. Yeah, the mulch.
Yeah, 15 yards.
You did get the mulch.
Yeah, 15 yards. 1 yard is equivalent to about 7 stacked wheelbarrows filled.
Wait, what?
So
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
Only 3. And 70, how many yards was it?
95 wheelbarrows. How what?
How many yards was it?
15.
15 yards, 7.
The massive pile of
fucking mulch.
That's
insane, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. I was done, then, dude, by the end of the day. We literally made it till sun was like, it was dark when we finished. It's like, whew. Put on these nice little posts, though.
But doesn't feel so good once you finish?
Yeah.
Like, did that day of work, like, just getting, especially, like, work like that, like, just getting dirty. And,
yeah, heavy, yeah, heavy
feels
duty.
Feels good.
Manual labor, dude.
Nothing like it. It's such an antidepressant.
Well, I was like, my goal was to get the last post. I put these posts every, like, 15 feet around the border and around the trail.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to get the post in the fire pit. And I was literally burying the last post, and I was like, dang, not going to get the fire pit in. Sun was setting. And then Randy came wheeling up the trail with the fire ring. I was like, oh, he did it. He undug it and brought it back there. So we did what accomplished. And it came out beautiful. Got a little rope that kind of guides you along the trail. The rope's only on one side, the pillars, along the trail. And then it leads you right into the opening thing, which is like all enclosed in a rope pretty much. And then like down trees all along the side.
Where did you get the posts?
I had from I reused these just wood 4x4s.
Okay.
The edge along the driveway, which I have to pull out anyways because I'm going to redo my driveway when I do the park. So, oh, now I have to redo the driveway because I did that. But yeah, that was my freaking week, dude. It's pretty much trying to think of anything else happened. I think that was it. But yeah, we just had a little fam come over on Saturday. Yeah. That was it. It was beautiful. And then Sunday was really nice. So they stayed for Sunday too. That's when we ended up doing the boat, kind of spur of the moment thing. What? You told me you got a doozy for me, dude. I was saving the doozy for the last year.
Dude, buckle up over there. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down, baby.
This one, dude.
I'm in full relax when my arms are up on
the
top of my head.
Make sure your pipe is cleared because I'm packing that puppy up and smoke it. But, let me paint the scene.
I ain't picture perfect, but I paint a perfect picture.
That's it. So this is coming out Sunday. Last weekend.
This one. Last weekend.
I've dreamt about this probably my whole childhood. And I've been putting it out there for the past 2 years.
Threesome.
No, that's still in the works. No.
Can I guess on this? This is something I would be able to guess.
Yeah, sure.
Well, WWE? Wait, you dreamt about this for what?
You nailed it.
You
nailed it. You fucking
shut up.
I swear to God.
What? Who? What?
But not
where,
just
when?
WWE, dude. The spectacle, Jerry. The spectacle.
What is the spectacle?
WrestleMania XL. 40, Jerry. It's 40 years of WrestleMania. Not just this isn't just a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown, Jerry. None of that garbage. And this isn't just your SummerSlam or Royal Rumble, Jerry. This is your Super Bowl. This is WrestleMania. All right.
What do they call it? The
64
spectacle.
Countries and 52 states, Jerry, were there.
What is this? What, you went there?
Dude. Let me tell you about it. So, our good friend, DJ.
Well, I know you weren't in the ring.
No, not in the ring.
Because you got the bum knee right now.
No.
That's what I was thinking. You're going to get in the ring.
No, if I was good, I'd be hopping down there. But we're close. But I hit up. So, our buddy DJ, you met him at Dutort. Brain cancer survivor. Awesome dude. Like, really good friend. Uh-huh. From Kansas City. He was on Hawk vs. Wolf. Great episode. He was at this event like a year ago. And so before he got brain cancer, his dream was to be like a wrestler. Like, he started a wrestling school and was a wrestling promoter and did all this stuff. Uh-huh. Like, professional type wrestling. And he was at some of... So instead, he like... Now he does this whole, it's called Head for the Cure, and it's a nonprofit, and they do all these events to raise money for brain cancer awareness and all this stuff, and for a cure and all this stuff. Yeah. So he got hooked up. He was at this event, and he got like drunk with this guy, who turned out to be married to an executive in the WWE, and last year got hooked up with these tickets to go to WrestleMania. Like, the guy paid for his hotel, paid for got him a party bus to and from the venue, all this stuff. And got him tickets every night. And I was like, dude, that is awesome. And like, I saw that he'd land. So now fast forward a year later, it's WrestleMania's in a week. And I'm like, dude, how can I go to WrestleMania? Like, I got to will. It's like, dude, I got to go. It's coming up. And like,
just hitting up everybody. Yeah.
Just like put it out there. And like, I was like, oh, I'll probably never make it, you know, whatever. And
where is it? Is it in New York?
This is the thing. It's in Philadelphia, an hour and a half from me at Eagle Stadium, Jerry, at the financial Lincoln Field. And I'm like, I got to get there. And I put it out there. And then I, on Instagram, I noticed DJ just landed in Philly on like Thursday, and WrestleMania is on Saturday and Sunday. And
it's a 2-day event.
It's a 2-day spectacle.
and spectacular.
Dude, listen to this. So I text him. I'm just like joking around, like, yo, you got my ticket? So he's with his buddy. He gets 2 tickets. He's with his buddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, you got my ticket for this weekend? And he's like, oh man, let me see what I could do. And I was like, no way. Like this, I didn't even plan on like,
yeah, crossing your fingers.
Going. Yeah. But, and then he texts me like a couple hours later that night and he's like, yo, the guy says just come and we'll make it happen. And I was like, what? And I was like, which night? And he's like, both. And Jerry, this is like, they're amping this up to be the biggest WrestleMania, like the biggest one ever. And like, it's crazy. And then, so now the next morning, he emails me 2 tickets, 1 for each night.
Mm.
Row 13 on the field, Jerry.
Whoa.
These tickets must have been $4,000.
One, so you have 1 ticket?
I have 1 ticket, so I can't bring the lady. I can't bring Kelly. I can't bring the baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do? So now I'm in denial, like, that this isn't real. Like, I'm actually in denial. I'm not doing anything to proactively plan, like, going there. And he's in Philly already with his buddy. So, like, I have to get... So, Friday
night
comes along.
Gotta get to Philly. You only got 2 days to do this.
This is my other dilemma. So, I'm still... I'm like, this is 3.5 weeks post-op. So, I'm like, not that well, Jerry. So, and this is... You gotta go through the arena or stadium, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a lot, like, yeah.
I don't know what to expect. All this anxiety. So I'm like, I'm going to go one night. I'm going to go Sunday, right? Because I'm trying to figure out, all right, which night should I go? If I could only go one night, which one? And I'm like, Sunday. It's got to be Sunday because it's the big night, you know? It's the last night and it's the main event. But there's stuff I want to see Saturday night because they're hyping it up because The Rock is coming back, dude.
I was going to say, I was going to ask about if The Rock made an appearance.
The Rock is coming back in a tag team match. He hasn't wrestled in 10 years.
Oh, jeez.
And so I'm like, dude, that's going to be huge. Like the pop for The Rock when he comes out. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, shit. And these tickets, once again, they're like $4,000 tickets, Jerry. And so I'm talking to Kelly's like, you got to go. Like, you have to go. So go Saturday night. And if you can't go Sunday, at least you tried. But you don't want to go Sunday and then realize you could have went Saturday and then regret that, like, your whole life, you know? And I'm still in denial.
Yeah, you got to do both nights.
Saturday morning comes along. I have no ride yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, am I going to stay over in Philly? What am I going to do? I end up 2 hours. So the show's at 7. At 3 o'clock, I finally get, I text everyone I know. I'm pulling out the yellow pages. I'm calling everyone. And
you're calling your old driver,
dude,
from school.
What's his name, dude?
You're reaching out to Jerry.
I'm shouting out to Jerry. He's like, dude.
Jerry, you still driving?
MS is getting strong. I can't do it. It's too far. And my dad, dude, Pops comes through.
Yeah,
strong.
Pops got to come through on this one.
And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna get dropped off, figure it out. And this is my biggest solo mission ever. I've traveled across the world alone, but this
is not the spectacle though.
This is my biggest solo mission.
Not like, to row 14 I've, or 13.
I've dreamt about going to like concerts or anything by myself, like a solo mission, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm freaking, so Pops drops me off, we're trying to figure out where to go. He scoots me in the front, so I get out. He's like, yeah, hey, help my son get to blah blah blah. So this lady walks me to over and oh, what I forgot to mention, I'm out of the brace and the crutches at this point. I put on the brace and brought a crutch. So I'm doing
one crutch.
One crutch to lean on, and I'm doing it. And the brace was like a cheat code. It felt so easy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also running on pure adrenaline, dude. We're like getting close to the stadium. And my dad's like, dude, there's like 45-year-old men wearing wrestling belts around their waist. Like, what is happening right now? I'm like, Dad, this is what it's all about. Like, if you smell. But I'm like, so I get to VIP. Dude, I get to VIP, or not VIP. It's ADA, but it's also VIP. So I'm standing there, and I'm like, yo, can someone help me to my seat? And they're like, yeah, we'll get you a wheelchair. And I'm like, no, no, like, I don't need a wheelchair. I just need to get to my seat. I'm sweating. I need to, like, get to my seat. I just need to get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the one guy is like, all right, let me call someone. So I'm sitting waiting, and I'm like, how is this going to go? Like, and then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, he comes back. He's like, listen, no wheelchair person's available. I'll walk you, whatever. And me and the guy are walking. We're cruising through, chatting it up. He's pushing people out of the way. He's like, my man's blind. Get out of the way. People were shouting one love at me. It's like a whole thing. And I'm like trying to duck to my seat, dude. I did not expect to get noticed by that many people there. And I'm like just cruising by. I am running on this crutch. Like, I'm just like, dude, my grin must have been ear to ear. Get to the seats. So I'm like, how are these seats? Are they good? And the guy's like, yeah, I think they're pretty good. Like, you're on the floor. And then we get to, like, the level, and he's like, oh, you're all the way down. So he's like, we got to go down these stairs. And, like, we're going down all these stairs. And
hopping down one.
Seat, dude. I'm just like, and freaking, I'm dancing. I get to my seat, and I'm, like, sitting there. The guy's like, oh, you got good seats, man. And I threw my man a 20. He's like, ah, I can't take it. I was like, then shake my hand. And he shook my hand, took the 20. I was set up. I'm waiting. I'm by myself. I'm just taking it all in. The DJ's bumping. There's people just chanting. Everyone's getting food. You smell the food. You hear the merch stands. All the freaking cash registers. The card beeps and everything. It's just all happening. You hear kids. You hear old men. Everyone's there for the same thing, Jerry. To just live in a fantasy and just believe it's all real for one weekend. These are like grown men with their CEOs, Jerry. I'm next to like a guy that just spent $1,000 on merch. I can't believe it. And I'm sitting there. DJ gets there with the homie. And so now I'm with the boy.
I was going to say, yeah, he did sit with you.
So at first he's in a different, he's like, we're down here. And I was like, oh shoot, you're like even closer. And then he's like, oh, we were in the wrong seats. We're coming over. So they come over, and I wish I looked into this more. But I didn't check if there was like, but I don't think there would be because everything's delayed on like a live earbud for like commentators.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, the energy,
I don't know if they have that.
Is like insane. I've been to football. I've been to basketball. I've been to baseball. I've been to like concerts. I've been to so many different things. I have never been to a thing with energy like this before. There is, dude, fireworks. There's like the announcers. It's all bring it back. I don't know half the wrestlers anymore, but
full
I'm
pyrotechnics.
I'm fully in the stories. Like, I'm asking people, so what's this about? Like, what's the story? Like, what's happening? Who's the heel? And like, I'm figuring it all out. I'm making chants. I'm chanting the opposite of the guy next to me. I think we're about to get in a fight. That's how real I think this all is. Like, I am just, there's kids chanting, you suck behind me. Like, the chant's like, holy shit, holy shit. We got Rey Mysterio doing a 619. The microphone, dude, they have it mic'd up. So, but I'm so close that you could hear the slap, like the punches and the chops and
stuff.
And
yeah.
The canvas, them slamming. It was like, woo! And dude, oh my God, I'm reliving it right now. And like, it was, I couldn't see a damn thing, dude, but it was the most epic feeling ever. Like, I felt like I felt like a pure little 5-year-old me, like just soaking it all in, dude. That's night one, all right? The Rock comes out. Rock comes out night one, the main event. The Rock and Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. So now the next night in the main event, Cody Rhodes fights Roman Reigns for the title, and Roman Reigns is allowed to have like whoever he wants come to his aid. So the next night,
you stay.
I gotta get this isn't over actually. First night, so then the show ends, This is where it gets. Listen, when you're going into a show, everyone's your best friend. Everyone's like, hey, man, like, let's go. WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. When the show's over, yeah, no one, every man for themselves, dude. It is like, so DJ's got to go a totally separate way to catch some, like, party bus, right?
Yeah.
So I just walk out with them and get to, like, a security person. And
yeah.
So first of all, one of the security people is like, oh, I know who you are, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, sweet. Do you think you could help me, like, walk to the Uber lot? Because there's, like, you got to go to a separate lot for Ubers.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, I can't help you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then I'm saying, I'm like, well, can someone help me? And then the chief, like, gate officer or whatever, security comes, this girl, Juanita. So she comes and helps me, and we walk, and we are, at this point, I ditched the crutch. I had ditched the crutch. So someone saw that and was like, someone all right? But so.
Oh, you left the crutch?
I just ditched it, dude. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I was like, I got no more use.
You threw it on the canvas, dude.
Oh, man. I should have threw it out there.
Use this. Use
it. Yeah. Oh, it would have been so good. But so Juanita's walking me. I'm thinking of, like, all right. She's like, it's kind of a far walk. I'm like, all right, well, it's probably like two to 5 minutes. We're walking. It's like like 8 minutes go by and we're still not there. I'm like, whoo, this is a far walk. And she's like, we're almost there. And, like, meanwhile, we're getting stopped along the way. Like, people just shouting one love or, like, yo, love your videos, whatever. And she's like, so, like, halfway through, she's like, so are you, like, famous or something? And I'm like, well, not famous. I just, like, had luck on social media and stuff and make videos and whatever. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. And, like, told her about stuff, like, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, I'm looking you up, blah, blah, blah. And then she gets to the Uber lot. And she's like, are you, like, do you need me to wait with you? And I was like, no, I'll be all right. Like, thank you so much. Because there was a bunch of other people there. And she was like, all right, well, if you're coming tomorrow night, I'll be here. And if you need anything, I'm Juanita. So I was like, oh, that's sick, you know? And she's
Juanita.
Like, I'm the chief officer. So I'm now in the Uber lot. There's a ton of people there. And no cars. And I've had the Uber. Uber says, like, 1.8 miles for the last, like, 20 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm alone. But there's people around. And someone's like, hey, I'm a really big fan. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, I've been following you from the beginning, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, do you mind helping me, like, just see where this Uber's at? And they're like, no, I can't help you. Like, no one could help at that point. Everyone was, like, spun out. Was like, I didn't get what everyone's deal was, dude. It was so weird. It was literally like being at a concert after when everyone's all messed up and they're just
everyone
for themselves. And so now I'm waiting in the Uber lot. No cars are showing up for anyone. And it's like 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes.
Because it's just gridlock, I'm sure. Because the Ubers probably can't even get into the stadium.
I think what happened is that lot ended up being like closed off or something. So I'm hearing cars in like another area.
Yeah.
But there's none making it to this section. And then the Uber driver, I try and call him, but he won't answer. And it says he prefers to text because he doesn't speak English. So I'm like, this is great. And then I'm trying to text him, like, dude, I'm blind. I'm right here. I'm in the Uber lot. I'm in lane one, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to get to me. I don't know where you are. And then he's like, no, blah, blah. Like, he's saying things that aren't making sense. Like, he's like, I'm here with my hands up. I'm in my car on my phone. And I'm like, what? And then I, like, talk to him on the phone. He calls me. And then we talk for, like, three words. And he just hangs up on me. And I'm like, this is not going well. So now it's starting to sink in. Like, 35 minutes go by. And, like, people are starting to scuttle away. And I'm like, yo, where's everyone going? Like, does anyone know where to go? And no one's even answering me at this point. And I'm just dude, reality's starting to sink in. And I'm like, dude, a little bit of panic at this point. But the whole night I've been gold, Jerry. Like, I didn't let any fear stop me and nothing went wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if something went wrong, I was ready for it. But at this point, I'm like, the show's over and you feel like you're just going to be stranded at this freaking parking lot. I have no idea where to go and no one's around.
You have to catch Juanita walking out, dude.
So I text Kelly, like, what's up? And she's like, no, I'm going to come get you now. I'm like, no, it's an hour and a half away. Like, baby's sleeping, whatever. And
I was gonna say, try to FaceTime the cowbells.
It wouldn't have done any good.
But she might have been able to guide you if there was a different lot, you know.
Yeah, maybe could have done.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It was so dark. That's what I don't know either. And but there's lights, I guess. But
yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
Finally, I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do. And it's been like, and the Uber driver's like, you have to cancel. And I'm like, no, dude, like you have to cancel.
Yeah, that's because they're gonna charge you if you cancel.
Dude, listen to this. Guess what the Uber costed.
Well, how far are you going?
Hour and 20.
Well, you're going back home?
Yes.
How many miles is it? You know? I don't know.
64.
It's probably like 140?
2.5 beans.
250.
Dude, I had to eat it. I didn't know what else to do. I had to put it on the old credit card.
Yeah.
And so that's just the life as a blind person. You can't drive yourself.
Yeah. And you know what? And free tickets.
Yeah, I just had to, you know what?
They're still up 3,750.
Yeah. So I'm waiting there. And finally, Kelly's like, call Caroline. So my really good friend Caroline, who I grew up with, she lives in Philly. Her and her boyfriend Jeff Rasp, they're both like really good skaters. And I'm like, I don't know why I would call her, but I'm just gonna, I don't know what else to do here. I'm just going for whatever. So I call Caroline. I'm like, dude, I'm stranded at the link. Like, I'm in the parking lot for the Uber thing. Like, I don't even know why I'm calling you, but like, I'm starting to panic a little, but I don't know what to do. And like, dude, I live 5 minutes away from there. Like, send me your location right now. I was like, no way. And I figure I could Uber from her apartment.
Right, right.
So
should probably be a little cheaper too, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, definitely cheaper because it's surge prices right now. And right. And then, so as soon as I hang up with her, Uber driver calls me one more time. This is like call number 4 of 3 words hang up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm in lane 1. And he's like, where are you? Like, blah, blah, blah. I can't understand him. I'm not making fun of it. He just couldn't speak English. And he's like, I'm still trying to tell him, like, dude, you got to cancel the ride. Like, I'm starting to get like a little frustrated at this point. And then all of a sudden I hear, Tony? Like right next to me, and it was the guy. He had parked his car and walked and found me.
No way, dude!
And he grabbed me. He's like, "Let's go, let's go." He was like stoked that he found me, and I was stoked. I'd immediately call Caroline while I'm still arm in arm with this guy. I was like, "Dude, right. Uber driver found me." She's like, "Oh, thank God! Like, you know, I would have gotten you, no problem, whatever." The guy gets me. I've had to pee this whole time, Jerry.
Oh, the pee.
And I got
imagine.
An hour and a half drive. We walk, and it was a far walk from where he had to go. I was like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
This was like, and so then I finally get in the car. I'm just like so relieved at this point. I have to pee so bad I can't even focus. Make it home. Take the best piss of my life. Sleep.
Can't imagine how bad. Did you go the whole wrestling thing? No pee too.
Whole hour. No, I peed during the show like twice.
Oh, okay.
Because I had a little Michelob Vulture. I thought of you.
You got to have a Mickey. You haven't seen a beer or anything yet.
Yeah, I had a little Michelob. And then, so then, and the whole night I was starving, you know, and I just like, I smell
right,
like,
I want some nachos or something.
So good. And so I order McDonald's before I even get home. It's there waiting for me.
That's the move. In the Uber, you're like, all right, I'm 15 away. I'm putting the order in.
Exactly, dude. I walk in the front door, pick up the food, walk up the stairs.
Boom, on the way up, dude. The handoff.
Oh, man, where are we at? Hold on. I got to see it.
That is funny, dude. That's hectic.
All right, we got a little time.
Wow, Uber did it, though.
Dude, that is night one.
Uber made it happen that night. I'm impressed.
That makes up for, like, all the mishaps.
Right.
That was, dude, I was.
Especially that guy. You're like, oh, he doesn't even understand me. This
I
is
know.
Fucked.
I was
no way this guy's going to, yeah.
I was bugging out. And the funny thing is the whole halfway home in the ride, the Uber's just dead silent, right? And then, like, the guy, like, I think he 2 different times, like, you all good, bro? And I'm like, yeah, everything's good. You good? He's like, yeah, thank you. And then, like, Then halfway through, like maybe we're like 20 minutes away from home, he puts on this like funny like techno music, dude. I was like, homeboy better not be falling asleep on me, dude. Like it's because it's like 1:30 at this point. Make it home at 1:30 though, not a bad hour. I thought it would be. I was prepared to get home by 4 p.m. 4 a.m. I mean.
4 a.m. Wow.
Yeah. So I took it as a win, I can't tell you the sense of independence leaving. Like with that,
yeah, like I did
I gained
it
from that mission,
dude. That is a big. I don't think I would do that solo. Dude, that's rough.
That's the thing. If I thought about everything that could have went wrong, I would have.
Yeah.
That was the day I had to fight those thoughts because leading up to it, definitely, like I said, I was in denial until the morning of was when I started trying to figure everything out. And it was so worth it, but so
that's night one.
That's night one, but that.
And you're going back, Jerry.
I'm going back because I'm
Pops dropping you the second time.
No, not asking Pops time. I'm having my buddy drive me.
You got a buddy, okay?
And I'm slipping him one. But he's like 17, so I'm like kind of nervous because I'm like, dude, have you like driven this far? Like
young driver. Dude, yeah.
I'm trying. I'm like grilling him. I'm giving him.
Just
like,
got his license for only had it for like a year. Yeah,
exactly. He's got his. Tacoma truck though is safe, you know, big truck.
All right.
And he's like, no, I drive all the time, and he does. He's a good driver. But I'm nervous because this time the only thing I'm stressing about this time. Oh, and I lined up a ride for the way home, that was a big thing. I think that.
So now you're not stressing about I'd be stressed about the Uber the whole time, but
Exactly. So I was like, I gotta, cause Kelly at the original plan, the second night, Kelly was gonna go get a hotel in Philly with the baby. But then we were thinking about it, like made no sense to wake up the next day in Philly and just have to go home, and spend that money on a hotel. So I get him to drive me. We're driving there. Everything's going smooth. But that's my biggest stress was going there. I was like, I don't know how we're gonna figure this out. Cause Pops helped me figure out, like he figured out where to go last time, whatever.
All right. Yeah.
So. We get into Philly. He's following his directions. They start sending him like a weird way. Roads are closed. Dude, and I'm telling you, 73,000 people in attendance. So it is slammed. And the Philly is just like gridlocked. And there's cops set up everywhere to like direct traffic because of this like WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to figure it out. I put it in my directions. I start getting us a little closer. I'm asking everyone we can, like, we're passing. And finally, we asked this one cop. We're like, he's like, I'm trying to drop my buddy off at the front of the stadium. He's blind. And the cop's like, oh, just get out. And he had me get out and then just had someone escort me. Like, oh, and this time I brought the other crutch. Night two.
Your second crutch. You second planning on crutch. Ditching this one too, dude?
Oh, yeah. So, night two, I get to the and I forgot to say night one when I got to ADA, this one guy was like, because right when I got through ADA, like 12 people asked to take pictures, and I just did it real quick. And then the guy was like, so what's your story, man? And I was like, dude, I don't have time for all this. And I was like,
yeah,
whatever. And like, but I was real nice to him. And the next night, so this lady like walks me, the cop gets this lady to walk me to the entrance again. And so I'm like, oh, hell yeah, dude. Like, I'm in. Like, I know where to go from here. Like, I know it's all good.
Yeah.
I get through the entrance. The guy's there. He's like, my man, what's going on? One love. Like,
he looked you up at one love.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, yo, I got you. He's like, I'm gonna walk you through. And like, he's walking me through this time, and like, he's pushing people out of the way, Jerry. He's like, get out of the way. He's blind. And people yelling one love. And he's like, yeah, one love, one love. He's like, going back to people. So we're dancing through like all these.
He probably heard about that little crispy 20 too. He's like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So he gets me to my seat. He's like, yeah, man, like, you, one love, brother. Like, I'm blessed. Like, have a great night. Enjoy the show. He's like so hyped to walk me. And then I'm waiting. So night two, apparently DJ's tickets got changed.
Mm, okay.
So he's in a different section.
Oh, but you're in the same
spot. Section over, but I'm in the same spot. I see all my neighbors from the night before. I'm chatting it up.
Some same, okay, got, same faces. All right.
One guy got a Philly and fries. I'm asking him if it's worth the money. It smells so good. He's like, it's good. And I'm asking him about his merch bag. He's like, yeah, I just bought this $450 belt. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Jeez, I like a wrestling
45-year-old guy, and like he just came from San Francisco. The other guy next to me is from Canada. It's like,
wow,
kid back here. This one guy's here. He's like, and so then I'm sitting in my seat. I'm like, all right, well, dude, I really don't mind. Like, I'm chilling, you know what I mean? And DJ was giving me the play-by-play the night before, but like, I don't care. I'm fine. Dude, I'm just so excited to be there. It's just the energy is electric.
Yeah, there's enough going on where you can.
There is so much
cheer
going
when everyone's yelling. You're just screaming. Yeah.
And even the night before, I'd be like, what just happened? And like a guy in front of me would turn around and tell me exactly what happened. So like people didn't care. They were stoked to tell me, you know, like, and then so I was just waiting in my seat. He's like, no, dude, we're going to figure this out. So then he figures out there's a seat next to them still. And they bring me, he brings me over to their section. And this, the night before, we had like an open seat next to us. It was really nice. Cause like the guy who gave him the seats, he had like the whole row or something, like a couple, like five seats of the row.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have access to a box, a suite. I don't have access to the suite, but they didn't go.
Oh, I was going
to
say the box.
I know. So then,
box, Cherry.
So then I go over to their section.
But that's debatable because you can hear the slaps and the.
Exactly. I go over to his section and it's a tight section. They're a little bit better seats, but you're feeling like kind of
crammed,
claustrophobic, crammed in. Like I'm basically sharing a seat with the guy next to me. It feels like, and these are folding seats they put on the field on these risers just for extra seating. That's how close.
Yeah.
And so then his buddy is like a bigger dude. He's like actually a professional wrestler in like different leagues. And he's like, dude, I got to go to the suite. Like, I'm getting so claustrophobic. So he goes to the suite. I'm like, DJ, you got to go experience the suite. Like, you can't just sit here because I'm here. And he's like, no, dude, like, this is where I want to be. And then so we're like in it. We're just loving like the action. It's all happening. Triple H came out. Freaking Stephanie McMahon came out.
Stephanie McMahon.
Dude, they're like, are you ready? Little Wayne. Dude, like.
Little Wayne was there?
Little Wayne was there. Snoop Dogg was there. Snoop Dogg announced the total attendance. Dude, it was wild. And night two, compared to night one, was like, you didn't think it could get much better. It was like 1,000 times better. The pyrotechnics were more like. There was so much more put into night two. It was
crazy.
It was almost like night one was everybody's like Saturday night out, the people that weren't even real fans, and Sunday night was like the real fans, you know, because like work the next day and stuff. And so it's really happening, Jay. Like this is it's how the chants are going. Holy shit! There's ladder matches. Like people are hitting them with chairs. You're hearing the ladders. The table's breaking. Like everything. And so finally, like maybe three matches in, we're like, dude, should we go try and like just see if we could like get you in the suite? And I was like, dude, I'm down to just try and walk in, like screw it. And we walk all the way around to the suite. It's like, what was it? It was like L.
You didn't have to go up all the way up to L-17. The top stairs.
No, so it was L-17.
The different suite.
Lower 17 or something. It was the lower suite. We scuttle through, get to where the suites are. Everything gets nicer now. You feel like the carpet, everything's air conditioned or heated or whatever. And like better atmosphere. It's like quiet in certain sections if you want it to be. And then we go in the suite and I'm like a little nervous. All of a sudden, the workers, everyone in the suite. So it's full of like WWE executives, people part of production, all like certain like ex wrestlers. Dude, like half of the people knew who I was and we're like, oh, we're good. And we get in this suite. My whole world changed, Jerry. We're over the 50th yard line, over the ring, like right above it. The ring is is right under you, and you're sitting out on the balcony of this suite. And when I tell you I was like regretting not buying food and stuff the night before, dude, Philly cheesesteaks, chicken fingers, all you can drink, like movie theater snacks, like popcorn and like Swedish dude,
sweet baby,
I'm living
sweet
like kings. I went from the folding chair to the love seat. I was like
Delta One, baby.
To a waitress waiting on me, like, "Oh, Anthony, can I get you some more of this? Like, try this, try this pulled brisket chili. It's so good. I'll put some chips on the bottom. It's like nacho. I'll put some cheese whiz from the Phillies on it." I'm like, dude, this is like, where did I just go? I'm like, I don't need to go anywhere else.
That's
now.
Where you needed to be, dude.
And then the guy's like, "Dude, if you need anything for video, like, we'll get you out close, like." Over the balcony with the ring right there. I'm like, dude, this is insane. And then I got like a connection to get close to, like, I think I might get an intro to like Jake Paul or something. Like I was playing the network. I was, dude, it was so fun. So this is where it gets even better, baby. So main event, Roman versus Cody, sitting in the lounge, chatting it up, whatever. All of a sudden, they're fighting. People are coming to Roman's aid. The Rock comes out, right? The Rock comes out and the place goes nuts. When I tell you the pop, like 73,000 people, Jerry, just imagine, you know, like I didn't realize how close I was until I heard how far away people were, like yelling. It felt like they were a mile away. And they're fighting. All of a sudden, John Cena runs into the ring, dude.
Wait, I couldn't. You went too loud. John Cena?
It was John Cena, dude.
Okay.
The music plays the. And the place erupts. I'm screaming my head off, dude. Like, I'm like on my chair. I have no knee problem at this point. Adrenaline is fully kicked in. Dude, I'm like, Cena, I can't see you. Ah! I'm screaming, dude. And like my child is just coming out. And so Cena and The Rock are facing off. They're like basically like nose to nose and everyone's chanting like, kiss him. And it was, dude. And apparently Cena has a bald spot on his head. And the production was talking about how Cena kept... He was so insecure, he kept, like, touching his bald spot when he came out. But Cena cleaned house, and then he's face-to-face with The Rock. He does the "you can't see me" to Rock, and then Rock bottoms him, dude. And the place goes ape shit. And it's like, ah! And you think it couldn't get any crazier? All of a sudden, dude.
God, dude.
Are you ready?
Sure, dude.
Bong. The place goes dark. The Undertaker! Dude, I could have fainted with sheer joy.
Dude.
Like, sheer joy. Like, the place, I've never been in a stadium with such a pop. And the place goes dark. Another dong. Undertaker shows up in the ring, chokes the Rock. Another dong. It goes black. Dong, and he's gone. And then Cody pins Roman and takes the title.
What?
And the place goes fucking crazy, dude.
Oh, like the Undertaker like disappeared?
Yeah, he disappeared.
Did he disappear with The Rock?
No, he just disappeared.
He just disappeared. Okay.
Gone. Dude, it was nuts. No. It was just, dude, Logan Paul came out. He had a match. And you know how he owns Prime?
Yeah.
The crowd started chanting, "We want water." And like H2O.
Jeez, I didn't know he was a wrestling. He gets into wrestling too,
dude. He's the champ, dude. He's the U.S. champ.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he's big in WWE.
Is that where he started? I didn't know that.
Nah, he just got into it like
got into years ago. Wow, dude.
It was. Oh, and then. Oh, not finished. Leaving. Thought it was going to be.
No Triple H?
Triple H he's the head of WWE now. So he came out to like introduce WWE or WrestleMania and like thank him, blah, blah, blah. But it was, Snoop Dogg Bubba Ray Dudley, this OG wrestler, was a special guest referee. And I was like, no, someone else.
Were there any like musical interlude guests or no? It's all just like.
Lil Wayne did like a little thing.
Okay.
But there was like live orchestras for like people's entrance songs and shit. Like it was really produced. Like it was nuts. Like the. Dude, it was vibrating. And then, so what was cool, before each match, they would play on the Jumbotron the story leading up to this rivalry. So you got a little background of, like, what this was about and, like, matches leading up to it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was cool. And then it got you hyped for, like, you know, that match. And you understood, yeah, like, what was going on. So that was cool. Like, the production was just next level. I can't say it enough.
Dream but, come true, dude.
A childhood dream come true. And then night two of getting home. I go down. I think it's gonna be easy, right? Like just whatever. The security will walk me to the lot. My buddy will pick me up. Go down. DJ helps me find a security guard. First security guard, no, we can't help you.
Second, where's Juanita? Did you ask for Juanita?
Not yet. Second security guard. I can't really help you, man. Like, yo, I'll give you $20. I would, but like, yo, you know Juanita? She said last night, like, to let her know if there was a problem. She said someone would help walk me to the lot. And he's like, oh, Juanita said someone would help you? Oh, I got you right now. Like, I said the magic word, yeah, dude. I was like, holy shit, I got the power, dude. And so but I could tell this guy's a little, like, kind of lazy. And he doesn't really want to walk me.
Yeah, he wasn't really into it.
It's, like, kind of far, man. And I'm like, dude, I don't care, man. I just need to get to where someone could pick me up. He's like, oh, you need to go where someone could pick you up. He's like, do you have an Uber car? I was like, no, my buddy. He's like, oh, then why don't I walk you to the casino? It's closer. And I'm like, see, dude, I don't care. Walk me wherever. Just get me to where I could get picked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. He starts walking me. Dude, the casino, he's like, I would much rather put you there than have you waiting in some lot. And I'm like, all right, whatever. That kind of makes sense. I figure I could sit at the bar, have a drink, and wait for my buddy.
Yeah.
And I get to start walking. And I'm like thinking, oh, it's a shorter walk, so it must be like 5 minutes. Dude, this must have been triple the walk. Like, my man was tripping. Like, this was so long. And we're going through, like, streets of Philly. And I'm like, dude, I just needed to get to the lot. And so he gets me to the casino and then leaves me there. I'm like, could someone help me to the bar? And they're like, hold on, we got to get someone. I'm like, dude, you can't just walk me to the bar. Like, I got to wait here. So I'm waiting there for, like, 10 minutes. Security comes, walks me to the bar. He wasn't going to walk me to the main bar because there was two steps. Oh, and I ditched the crutch at this point.
You ditched the crutch at the event?
And when we were walking to that casino, boy, I wish I kept that crutch. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it was a far walk. At this point, I was starting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's night two, and I'm feeling it. I'm like, I just want to get home now. Like, it's over.
It's all done.
Yeah. Like, I lived it up. I was fully present. And what I forgot to mention, in the suite, people were really like trying to explain to this guy that got me the ticket for DJ, like how big of fans they were. This guy was like, no, you don't understand. This guy does a podcast called Four Bad Eyes with his other blind buddy, and they have this gimmick that is the funniest thing in the world. In the beginning of videos, they run into each other and say you again. And I was like, dude, you are the man. Like, that was the coolest, like, shout out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are my favorite. And, so I'm waiting at the bar. This casino is dirty, Jerry. I mean, like, people are smoking cigs in here. I'm sitting at this bar that there must be some, you can like gamble at the bar because there's like little
screens and stuff.
Screens in front of me or something.
Pokies up there.
So I'm just like, I get a water. I'm sitting there. It's like really old guys next to me. Like they're kind of it's kind of a creepy vibe there. It's real skeevy. So I'm like, I tell my buddy I'm at the casino. He's like, all right, cool. Like he used to live in Philly, so he knows where the casino's at. And he calls me like he's like, I'm still like 30 minutes away. I'm like, all right, no problem. I'm starting to get like, you know, whatever. I'm in pain now. I'm starting to get a little edgy, kind of, you know, just like I just want to sit in a car and like be done. And he calls me 30, 40 minutes later when he's there. He's like, dude, I'm not there because the roads are closed going to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my guy fucked me, dude. My guy, I was like, you fucked me. And I was like, at this point, I was starting to feel that panic again, like the night before. Cause I'm like, dude, am I really gonna be stuck at this? Like, I can't walk anywhere anymore. I'm done. Like, I'm tapped out from walking. Like, my knee is just blown up. And he's like, well, let me keep trying. And he's like, the Google Maps just kept trying to send him like through blocked roads. And finally, he finagles away to where he's like a couple blocks away, parks his car illegally, and runs to the casino. He's like, dude, you gotta meet me outside. And so now I'm like, okay, get up, start walking. Dude, this casino is a maze. I'm like lost and I'm turning to everyone I'm passing. Dude, when people are gambling, they're like zombies. I was trying to talk to someone.
No one's,
I was like,
no one's giving you like, time of day if they're
hey, where's the exit? I don't know. Excuse me, where's the exit?
Yeah. I don't know.
No answer. Excuse me. Do you mind telling me where the exit is? I don't know. I'm like, you got in here. Like, you have to leave too at some point. And then I'm running around. My buddy's like, all right, dude, I'm coming in. And he's like running around looking for me. I'm running around looking for him.
Oh, my
and dude, it's like, it's out of a movie. It was crazy. And then this like amazing couple, dude, sees me like so. At this point, I'm so panicked. It's like the music, the ding 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 ding, like of all the like machines.
It's the last place I want to be.
I feel like I'm in a haunted house. I'm not kidding. I'm like, I'm so stressed out. I'm in pain. I'm blind. I'm crippled. I just can't do it anymore. I'm spent, Jerry. And and finally, this couple sees me. They're like, dude, are you trying to get out of here? I'm like, yeah. Do you know where the
whatever
takes for this? And they're like, yeah, actually, it's this way. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. And they're like, yeah, we saw you running around. Like, no one's helping. This place is crazy. I'm like, dude, you're telling me. And finally, we get outside. My buddy's like, dude, I'm in here. And then he's like, oh, I'm behind you. And then he runs out. He finds me. We get to the car. I get in the car and I freaking.
No
oh
ticket?
My God, dude, no ticket. Make it home. I had to pee again. Didn't get to pee until I got home. Two of the most glorious pees in my life.
I was saying, dude, that must be brutal. That
oh,
hard.
My God. And I felt like Mark Norman in The Sweet, dude. I was stealing the movie theater candies, like the boxes and stuff.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Out of my back pockets. I was just,
oh, yeah.
I was living it. I felt like a king, dude. But I'll tell you, that weekend, aside from the childhood dream thing, I can't say enough. It gave me that sense of independence and confidence that just.
Yeah, that's a wild one, dude.
Dude, I went for it, Jerry.
That's as nerve-wracking as it gets, I think.
The only
way that would be worse is if that exact thing was in a different country.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The only way that travel could be any worse. With
I wouldn't
with
do
a
it.
Language barrier, but.
I don't think I'd do it if it was
in impressive. Although you might have been got a little better service, honestly, in a different country.
That's
like,
a good
oh, let me
point.
Walk you in and out.
That's a very good point. They'd probably take you right to the car.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
Wow, dude. Good on you, man.
Resources, dude. I use my O&M, my advocating skills.
Yep. The casino. Why would they? That he did
dude,
fuck you on that.
I felt like I was
that
on
is the
bad
last place I want to be at the end of that weekend.
I literally
dude.
Felt like I ate mushrooms, so I was just on a bad trip.
Music. I don't know.
High score.
I don't know.
Come. Yeah, like dude, and it was just and that plus a DJ, and I was just cigarettes.
WWE, dude. What time did you get home that night?
Spectacle. 130.
Not bad, dude.
Might have been 145, but not bad.
Was it easier for your buddy to I guess the road was closed, but was it easier for him to pick you up than having to get into the arena area? Is that why that guy did that?
No, this guy was just lazy. I don't, but it was longer. That's why I'm confused. Right. And he kept saying it was shorter. And then
he didn't want to leave you.
Like, man, this is perfect because I'll just walk you, walk back, and clock out.
Oh, maybe he just wanted to kill time then. I don't know. Dude, what's up with that?
I don't know. I think he also didn't know where the Uber lot was, to be honest. He didn't seem confident about it.
Yeah, or maybe he was had to get a quick gamble in, dude.
No, my man left
maybe
right
he's
away.
He's addicted, dude.
He left right away. Unless he slipped back in.
Slipped back in once he saw you at the bar.
Didn't say anything. Oh, man, it was crazy. It was, and then when I was trying to leave, like the bar, even people were just like, I would bump into their chairs and they'd just be like, nothing. Like they wouldn't say anything. I'd just be like, dude.
Yeah, people are just in the zone, dude. It's like screen time times 10.
It felt like the end of the world when you get out of a show like that because no one wants to help anyone.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone turns into like baboons. Like, they just saw, like, a bunch of people fighting all night, so they're, like, testosterone levels. Like, I was leaving the first night. This guy bumps into me, and he goes, nice fucking stick, bro.
Yeah, shit, like,
I was like, oh, fuck.
What a douche.
Oh, it's great, dude. But
yeah, people just peeing everywhere too. Yeah, that's always happening.
Yeah,
it's
there's definitely piss happening, and I definitely wanted to be one of those people. Oh, but yeah,
WWE, dude, that's epic.
It was
wow.
Kelly, really, I got a shout out to Kelly, great wife, because she talked me into doing the double nighter, and I'll tell you, I would have regretted not going both nights.
Yeah,
and she also was like very supportive of me, like. Leaving them and just doing it.
You did the fucking second night, dude. The big night. Yeah. Oh. Sounds like it was the night to be at. It's crazy. It's hard to pass that up.
Dude, just the synchronicity of everything and like just everything working out and DJ, big shout out to DJ getting the tickets.
Yeah.
And shout out to Kale who got DJ the tickets. But yeah, it was freaking, it was epic.
Yeah, next step is getting you on the mat, dude.
Dude, and I posted
in the ring.
I posted a video of me going to WrestleMania, and this guy on Facebook. This is the best comment I've ever gotten in my entire life. Hey, it's really selfish of you to go to an event and take up a seat for someone that could actually see and enjoy that event. It's a sold out event and you have no right being there. This seat should have been taken by someone else that could have enjoyed the show.
Oh my God.
I was like, are you okay?
Did that dude get lit up or what?
Dude, he got lit up. I wasn't even upset about it. I was like,
that one's crazy.
This one's just, you're delusional.
And those people have to be saying that just to
get a
reaction. They're trolling. They have to be at that point.
I don't know
when. There's no way somebody's that
on other people's comments too. That were like,
yeah, I think he was just trolling. There's no way somebody's that much of a dick. I mean, he is, but not that.
Yeah,
dumb.
That was just really mind-boggling.
Yeah, he was probably just trolling.
I've never heard of that was an angle I've never heard.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So when I went to watch the eclipse, my buddy was like, hey man, how dare you? That's so selfish to take up space from another sighted person that can watch the eclipse.
My God, dude.
And it got like thousands of likes. Oh, but yeah, dude, that was my battle and I won.
You did win, dude. You came out on top.
Dude, I feel like I could do
it. The Undertaker took the Rock out, huh?
Dude, Undertaker took out Cena. Rock took out Cena. Undertaker took out Rock. Cody Rhodes took out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns was the longest defending champ in WWE history next to Hulk Hogan, and Cody ended the story. Hashtag finish the story, Cody.
Oh, he finished.
Do you remember Gold Dust?
From him? No, I know nothing about wrestling, dude.
Nothing?
No, I know, I know the Hulk Hogan and The Rock and Triple H. Yeah, that's like just the huge names that you'd hear about, but that's The Undertaker. I know The Undertaker is.
Well, sorry to if that story bored you.
Yeah, good, you made it. I'm impressed, dude.
I was thinking about it. I was like, Dan, I can't wait to tell Dan about this.
Yeah.
The solo missions, dude, that's our thing.
It's incredible. That's as big, dude. That's a scary one, dude. I'd have a tough time doing that one solo.
Yeah. It was a doozy. But
I gotta top you somehow, dude.
Yeah, I know. You gotta get on a mission, dude.
I'm not gonna be able to top
that. You
gotta
go out to the woods, do some like Ralph Waldo Emerson shit.
No, dude. Yeah.
That would top it.
Yeah, sail around the world to top that one.
Oh man.
Holman it.
Holman. Should do a...
All right, my peeps.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on that ride, letting me relive that journey.
Very impressive. Shout out to Anthony for really stepping out of the comfort zone into the Thunderdome, dude.
All I could say is I smelt what The Rock was cooking, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, my G's, my peoples.
Eyes and ears.
Email questions, all that stuff. Are we sticking with the email?
It is so far, but
we're gonna change it.
We might change it. We'll let you know. Probably will.
Yep.
Call in +1-908-349-1480. Give us your questions. Give us your thoughts. Let us know what you're feeling. And
yep.
Yeah. Send some love. And
go out there and do something. Go out there and do something that scares you.
Oh yeah, get out of your comfort zone.
Go to WWE. Spectacle. Okay. All right. As always, keep pushing and
one love.
Keep pushing and one love from four bad eyes.